This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from the Capitol. I'm Kelly Connolly. The House Appropriations Committee Wednesday approved $60 million in capital spending for the state's technical colleges over the next 5 years, despite the state's tight purse strings. Chairman Jim Fannin insists that investing in the technical college system will grow the economy and the tax base.
In talking to economic development, with all the new prospects that we're expecting to come here in the next few years, 70 to 80% of those jobs will not require a four-year degree, but will require some formal training, more specifically in our technical and community colleges.
Representatives ignored criticism on two fronts with their 19-3 vote. Treasurer John Kennedy testified that the project would push the state over its debt ceiling, and Board of Regents President Bubba Raspberry testified that the project evades constitutional channels for campus improvement projects, approval by the regents for prioritization in the capital outlay budget.
When you're flying in formation, the strength is everyone staying together to accomplish the mission, which I would suggest would be the greater good for higher education in the state of Louisiana with available funding.
Adley pointed out that the technical colleges are often the last priority for funding. Fannin pressed the Commissioner of Higher Education, Jim Purcell, to recount the approvals he's given for capital improvements for technical colleges. Purcell floundered.
I didn't come prepared to discuss past expenditures. I came to discuss our concerns about our future budgets. Yes, sir.
Well, I think that's why we're here where we're at, though, Dr. Purcell.
Representative John Schroeder, who voted against the bill with the other fiscal hawks, said the proposal may signal a need to restructure the four-board system that currently governs higher education. The measure has already been approved by the Senate and will next face the House floor. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.